Hello, this is Ron, and I'm going to read from Just a Dream, a storybook with story and pictures by Chris Van Allsburg. This is the first part of this reading. What I'm going to do is I'll read it slowly, one sentence at a time. Be ready to pause the playback and read the sentence out loud for yourself. So I'll read a sentence, I'll wait, not long, so you'll have time to pause the MP3 and repeat the sentence out loud, and then restart the playback and listen to the next sentence, and so on. That's my technique here. Let's see if it works. Now we begin. As usual, Walter stopped at the bakery on his way home from school. Now pause the MP3. He bought one large jelly-filled donut. He took the pastry from its bag, eating quickly as he walked along. He licked the red jelly from his fingers. Then he crumpled up the empty bag and threw it at a fire hydrant. At home, Walter saw Rose, the little girl next door, watering a tree that had just been planted. "It's my birthday present," she said proudly. Walter couldn't understand why anyone would want a tree for a present. His own birthday was just a few days away, and I'm not getting some dumb plant, he told Rose. After dinner, Walter took out the trash. Three cans stood next to the garage. One was for bottles, one for cans, and one for everything else. As usual, Walter dumped everything into one can. He was too busy to sort through garbage, especially when there was something good on television. The show that Walter was so eager to watch was about a boy who lived in the future. The boy flew around in a tiny airplane that he parked on the roof of his house. He had a robot and a small machine that could make any kind of food with the push of a button. Walter went to bed, wishing he lived in the future. He couldn't wait to have his own tiny plane, a robot to take out the trash, and a machine that could make jelly donuts by the thousands. When he fell asleep, his wish came true. That night, Walter's bed traveled to the future. Walter woke up in the middle of a huge dump. A bulldozer was pushing a heap of bulging trash bags toward him. Stop! He yelled. The man driving the bulldozer put his machine in neutral. Oh, sorry, he said. Didn't see you. Walter looked at the distant mountains of trash and saw half-buried houses. Do people live here? He asked. Not anymore, answered the man. A few feet from the bed was a rusty old street sign that read Floral Avenue. Oh, no, gasped Walter. He lived on Floral Avenue. The driver revved up his bulldozer. Well, he shouted, back to work. Walter pulled the covers over his head. This can't be the future, he thought. I'm sure it's just a dream. He went back to sleep. But not for long. Walter peered over the edge of his bed, which was caught in the branches of a tall tree. Down below, he could see two men carrying a large saw. Hello! Walter yelled out. Hello to you! They shouted back. You aren't going to cut down this tree, are you? Walter asked. But the woodcutters didn't answer. They took off their jackets, rolled up their sleeves, and got to work. Back and forth, they pushed the saw, slicing through the trunk of Walter's tree. You must need this tree for something important, Walter called down. Oh, yes, they said, very important. Then Walter noticed lettering on the woodcutter's jackets. He could just make out the words Quality Toothpick Company. Walter sighed and slid back under the blankets. Until. And that's the end of the first part. See you next time around. See you on the flip side. Bye-bye.